Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We're trying to survive a global pandemic, trade disruptions, and trade conflicts. Farm bankruptcies have been increasing for 5 years in a row, and they're expected to continue to climb in the next 12 months. Now, thank you to the federal government, farm support payments have jumped from $11.5 billion in 2017 to $32 billion this year. However, the government cannot and will not keep this up. It's not sustainable. Congress is supposed to pass the appropriations bill for next year's spending, but I don't expect them to get it done on time. At this point, the House is going to vote on their bill next week, but I don't know when the Senate will get their work done, and then the bills would have to be negotiated. They won't get that done either. Federal government funding expires in 11 weeks. And then we could expect a stopgap spending bill, which will fund our government at current levels until after the election in November. Everything in this town is tied up in politics now. Even with all the federal money already spent, there's political support for another relief package. I realize that ag spending's high, but we have been throwing money at everything. Our government deficit spending surpassed $3 trillion over the past 12 months. That's the largest annual deficit as a share of the economy since World War II. And the Congressional Budget Office projects the annual deficit could total $3.7 trillion by the end of this fiscal year, September the 30th. It'll be more than that if Congress passes another emergency spending bill. I think that we all realize and accept the fact that it's going to cost money to get through this recession. We have very low interest rates, but how much can be borrowed? Is it no big deal to just print money, or do we have to pay it back? Well, of course, our grandchildren and children, they can do that. I think our government has done a pretty good job of limiting the recession pain, but there has to be a limit. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.